Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you all hear me okay? Praise the Lord. If you have any prayer requests, please place them in a room and we're going to start with prayer. If you all can kneel, please do so. We're going to go start with prayer. Please bow your hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing us with this wonderful, peaceful Sabbath. And thank you for blessing us each and every week that we may rest from our toils, from stress that the world gives us. Please bridle my tongue and all the tongue that may speak on your behalf today, that you and the Godhead family are only glorified. And please bless us to keep the Sabbath day holy, to honor you this day. Thank you so much for your answered prayers, for answering our prayers, for healing us, especially protecting us from huge tornadoes, because the wind and the sea obey you. And please help us to keep the remainder of the Sabbath as early as possible. And please help us to have the desire to keep your commandments and to keep walking in that narrow path. We love you and praise the God family. And with the help of the Holy Spirit and in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. And again, today is April 22nd, 2023. Our study is about, this might be the part one of the Fountain of Living Waters. So to start with, so the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth 2,000 years ago, as we all know, and sent by His beloved Heavenly Father to save us from our sins, and also taught us how to keep His holy Ten Commandments. The 66 books from cover to cover show us all the instructions from His how to live godly in Christ Jesus. So one of the most important truths written therein were preached by Jesus on a Samaritan woman. Here, he showed us the simplicity of how to preach to one that is lost and the best way to reach out to anyone who is seeking the truth. And nothing is impossible, when God calls upon the individual to become His follower. So in John chapter 4, verses 10 through 16, John chapter 4, verse 10 through 16, it says, Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and who would have given thee living water. Here, before we continue, here the Lord Jesus is starting to introduce Himself as the living fountain of living waters to the Samaritan woman. Continue. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him in a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus said unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. So the rest of the verses I would not share in regard to continuation of this. And the Lord Jesus revealed to her how many husbands or men she had, and the other one that she was with was not her husband. So the Samaritan woman did not keep her encounter with Christ a secret matter, because she declared it to people what Jesus told her. In John chapter 29 and 30, John chapter 4, verse 29 and 30, it says, Come, see a man which told me all these things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. Also, John chapter 4, verse 39 says, And many of the Samaritans of that city believe on him, for the saying of the woman which testified, He told me all that I ever did. So brothers and sisters and all that who are listening, it is also our duty to declare Christ to others, who He is, His goodness, by our behavior, by the way we speak, speaking of Him, emulating His character, like the Samaritan woman did. That was her ministry, to let people know what the Lord Jesus told her. It is also the duty of each and every one of every Christian to tell all what Jesus told us from His Word, especially the 7-day Sabbath. In Testimonies, Volume 3, page 322.2, or paragraph 2, it says, The fountain of living waters was within him. The fountain of living waters must be in us, springing up to refresh those who are brought under our influence. So to have the living waters within us, any professed living Christians should keep the law of God, because there will be no living waters to any disobedient, though they proclaim Jesus as their Lord. Many professed to be Christians often say, we can keep any day of the week as our Sabbath. If that is so, why did you only pick Sunday as your Sabbath day, if any day can be picked as Sabbath? Brothers and sisters, and those who are listening, have you ever heard any day besides Sunday that they pick as a church as a weekly day of worship? Even those who are keeping the lunar Sabbath, or worse yet, saying Jesus is their Sabbath now. For those who say such things, you are making our Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, ought to be a liar by saying things He never said. If we look in Mark chapter 2, verse 28, what did Jesus say here? Did He say He's the Sabbath? Mark chapter 2, verse 28, Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. The Lord made the Sabbath. The Lord Jesus is not the Sabbath. For in so doing, the Lord, the fountain of living waters, is forsaken each week by those who keep another day as Sabbath. And the Lord is forsaken each month for those that keep lunar Sabbath each month, so that they may excuse themselves from the obligation of keeping the fourth commandment, which we are to keep. For those that chosen a day, or any day, that our Creator never sanctified, some people may say that Christ fulfilled or abolished the law, so therefore we don't have to keep the Sabbath and rest, because we are under grace. If people say that Jesus broke the Sabbath, then He wouldn't become a savior for us, for you and me, and we will be eternally lost or eternally doomed for the sins we have committed. Different countries of this world have their rules and regulations, and if one says that God, the governor of the universe, has no law, it is Satan's mastery of delusion to make men think of such things. These doctrines from beneath to overthrow the law of God. That's why Satan got kicked out, and a third of the stars or the angels, now fallen angels from heaven. They were good angels before. Now they are fallen angels because they were kicked out. And we all know that God doesn't change. As he said in Malachi 3:6 and Hebrews 13 verse 8. It also says in Psalm 89 verse 34 says, "My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips." So these three verses alone prove that God did not change the Sabbath to another day. So question we can ask to those who speak of such things: did God write the Ten Commandments and will later on change his mind to abolish it? No. Not gonna happen. He knows the end from the beginning, doesn't he? That is why he wrote the prophetic word, "Remember," because we would be taught by Rome to forget it. It is now our duty to proclaim this fourth commandment, because his law, especially the fourth commandment, is being trampled upon each and every week. One can face severe repercussions for breaking the law of the land. How much more of a penalty can a transgressor receive when the divine law of the ten precepts of God is broken? Eternal damnation, right? It is Satan's deceitful device to make people think that they can willfully break our Heavenly Father's law without being penalized because Christ has died for them. Such doctrines are devilish from beneath. Doctrine from the abyss, which has nothing to do with the Word of God. If we keep the seventh-day Sabbath each and every week, we honor our Father, we honor His beloved Son, our King Jesus Christ, and we honor the Holy Spirit. But if we keep another day, or if one keep another day, that will be dishonoring to God and honoring another God. That will be idolatry. Malachi chapter 1 verse 6. Malachi chapter 1 verse 6. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name. And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? So if the pastors ask, and those leaders ask the Lord this question, wherein have we despised thy name? His holy name is despised each week for keeping another day as Sabbath. Malachi chapter 1 verse 7. You offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and you say, Wherein have we polluted thee? And that you say, The table of the Lord is contemptible. So the NIV, the New Inconsistent Version, or the New Incomplete Version Bible, or worse yet, using Acts chapter 20 verse 7, which talk about the first day of the week, is now being placed or already been placed in one of those King James Version Bible as a cross reference under Exodus chapter 20 verse 8 through 11. To mix or to confuse the minds of those Bible readers who are trying to seek the truth. That's how cunning and deceitful Satan is. So we have to be careful on what we read and to cross-reference it properly. For those who openly want to keep another day as Sabbath, and not the seventh-day Sabbath of the Lord, which He instituted. And who are you afraid of? Are you afraid to lose your friends or relatives if you keep another day as Sabbath? If you keep the real Sabbath? One may say, Oh, Mom and Dad have been keeping Sabbath since I was a little girl or a boy. Are you not afraid to lose your salvation? Does salvation come from relatives and friends? We all need Jesus. Yes, we need one another to fellowship in Christ. But we don't need anyone who will throw us away or to separate us from the love of Christ. Matthew chapter 10 verse 37. Matthew chapter 10 verse 37 says, He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Choosing the way of the Lord rather than the tradition of man, rather than the tradition of relatives, which some of us have experienced. Some of us have been disowned by families and got kicked out from our parents' houses for choosing to walk in the narrow path. The Lord has always a way, or the Lord always has a way for His flock to preserve His people. Psalm 27 verse 10, it says, When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Some may say and have any excuse, use these excuses or a certain excuse. There is no Sabbath-keeping church in my area, and I need fellowship in person. I cannot do it alone. Dear one, you're not alone, because Christ is with us. There's so many of us in different countries. We have never seen each other. Some of us have never met in person, and yet we are not alone. Christ is in the midst of us. Did Elijah or Enoch compromise their walk just to have fellowship with people? Did they lose their faith by not having a lot of people to fellowship around them? 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 10. And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. This verse shows Elijah being Christ-like showing Christ the character. They hated Christ first. And since Elijah was trying to keep the law of God, everybody around him hated him. There is nothing wrong with fellowship as long as the truth is truly embraced by the same people you associated with. But if you even see a little speck of apostasy there, we are to come out of her and be separate from them. I mean, we gain strength from each other's experience. We learn from the Lord's instruction how to gain strength from Him. But the true test of faith is known when we are by ourselves during adversity, trials, with severe trials. We're going to be together at the same time, in the same place. We were 144 times. So Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11, it says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. If anyone prays unto you with any doctrine that is not in line with the Bible, use Isaiah chapter 8 verse 20. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 20, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light. The false preachers use Bible verses out of context to make it appear to their flocks who don't open their Bibles to prove them, as the Bereans do, would easily believe whatever is preached to them is right on the pulpit. Those who preach errors and vanities are written in Ezekiel chapter 13 verse 6. Ezekiel chapter 13 verse 6. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, the Lord said, and the Lord hath not sent them. And they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. So to those that are saying that Sunday is not the Sabbath, where is that in the Bible? So the preachers that are speaking lies and vanities, lying to their flocks, just try to gain more profit in their pockets, having 501c3, because they cannot preach the truth, because they are being told what to preach. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 17 and 18. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 17 and 18. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escape from them who live in error. So those people or churchgoers who have eyes to see, those are the only ones that can walk away from these churches. And it's our duty, brothers and sisters, to call them up and to present the truth unto them. So for those who made the final decision to to make Sunday as their Sabbath or any day of the week. The Lord has a question for you on why you keep Sunday instead, Lunar Sabbath, or those even say Jesus is now our Sabbath. Hear this question from the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, What iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? These two powerful verses are talking to those who forsake the Lord, the living water. What iniquity have you found in the Lord that you chose to keep another day as Sabbath, or to choose a lunar Sabbath? Would that be worshipping the moon? If one says to you, oh, we keep lunar Sabbath because we base it on a calendar, on a lunar calendar, are you now a worshipper of the moon because you base it on a lunar calendar? It is Satan's device to make a way of paganism to the church. People have gone far from the Lord to keep another day as Sabbath, to celebrate pagan holidays, Hollywood movies, worldly music. What happened in the ancient time of Israelites? The great sin of ancient Israelites were despising the law of God. And now people say, Christ died for us, so he abolished the law. No, he did not abolish the law. He taught us how to keep it. And now it happens to all who profess to follow Jesus. The same demons who controlled those disobedient individuals in the ancient Israelites are now controlling the same people of today to despise, to trample upon the 10 precepts of the Decalogue of God. So now we implore you, we ask you to please keep the 7-day Sabbath of the Lord and the rest of the holy 10 commandments, because our King Jesus and his Father and the Holy Spirit, they hated the workers of iniquity. They hated idolatry. I hope and pray that you are blessed for what we have heard this Sabbath day.